If you want to start your own business, one of the most important decisions is what type of business to start. You can't move forward without this decision. So in this episode, I'm going to walk you through the different business models or types of businesses that you can choose from, the key things to consider in each, and then how to choose the right type of business for you. I'm Liz Watt. Welcome back to where we explore how to integrate work, life, and spirituality and create a purpose-led business and life you're going to love. Let's get started. So what is a business type or a business model? Well, your business model is how your business will make money and the product or offering that people are paying you for. So a product is something that we offer for sale. It can be either a good or a service. Goods are tangible items that can be used, stored, taken home, or consumed. A service then is any benefit that one person can offer to another that doesn't result in the ownership of anything. It's often intangible, as a service is the energy or the work that is put in to create a particular outcome. Let's delve into physical goods. So physical goods are tangible, physical, three-dimensional things that you can hold or touch. They include things like clothing, household items, food, furniture, stationery, art, jewelry, toys, or even handcraft. So there are a number of things to consider with physical product. First is the production. So you either make product yourself or you purchase them from someone else and then distribute them or sell them. However, with any good, there's the cost of materials and the time to make each one. However, with mass production, there's an opportunity to use things like machinery and factories and systems to speed up the process. So then we've got to consider sales with physical products or goods. So they can either be sold online or offline with a physical shop or retail presence. An online presence obviously has the potential to reach a much bigger group of customers, but you need to physically store the product or the goods. A retail store relies on people knowing about the shop, coming to it, or passing by, and your customer base can be much smaller. However, people can see and try the product before they buy it in a shop. So if you're going to choose a goods-based business, you need to consider how to source, make, or obtain your goods, and how and where you'll store them, and the potential cost and then profit per item. So that's physical goods. So now let's look at digital goods. So these can be sold fully online. So you're not actually handling or distributing or posting or storing anything. So they're digital, and they include things like ebooks, education programs, downloadable music or videos, ongoing digital subscriptions, software, apps, or digital photos. So they're created once and then resold over and over. Then we've got services. So this is where a body of work or services is done for the client or the customer by another person, and they're paid for it. So services rely on a certain level of expertise, and they're an exchange of our time and effort and expertise for money. They're often intangible, as a service is the energy and the work required to create an outcome, not just the outcome itself. So this is where we pay for the service and the labor of a builder to build the house, and we get the house at the end of the day. There are three types of services, and you might want to figure out where you sit. There's business services that service business, such as banking, human resources, web design, technology support, public relations, marketing, legal representation, manufacturing, or insurance. Then we've got personal services, which serve an individual, such as dog washing, a hairdresser, dentist, doctor, house cleaning, babysitting, or food delivery. And then we have social services, which help the community, such as fire service, police, social work, education, foster care, or animal welfare. Now, often these are provided by governments, but they can also be provided by businesses as well. So traditionally, services were provided face-to-face with your client, such as a doctor, plumber, or electrician. In these cases, the services require actual physical interaction with the person or some kind of an object. So your plumber needs to physically come to your house to fix the pipes. They can't do it remotely. But now we have more and more services that can be provided remotely or online using email, Zoom, or other software or communication. So as a service provider, we now have a much bigger, almost global customer base to potentially connect with. So if you're going to choose a service-based business, you need to consider the level of expertise and resources you have in that area. Is it something you can jump straight into, or do you need to gain more knowledge, qualification, or experience first? And it's totally fine if you do, but just be aware of this process before you jump into your own business. It's going to take time to get that expertise. Now, I just want to talk about one more services area, which is information services. So in all those personal services, the client doesn't need to know anything about law, accounting, building, medicine, or plumbing. They're paying someone for their skills and their knowledge to do the job. But information services are where we pay for information, and they're becoming more and more popular. So we pay someone to share their expertise and knowledge with us so that we can learn and either apply the information or become an expert ourselves. So information services include teaching and education, individual or group coaching, workshops, speaking, retreats, seminars, or masterminds. Information services can be provided face-to-face or online, but they're primarily about imparting knowledge, information, and expertise, and often assisting the person in making sure they understand or apply the knowledge and information practically, and we're helping them and guiding them through that process. So more and more people are seeking to learn new things that can now be found through information services and personal connections rather than just books. They want that interaction. So there's a couple of other types of businesses that can sell physical or digital goods or personal or information services, but in a slightly different way. And that's through reselling. So a reseller is a business that sells goods or services on behalf of someone else. So this can include network marketing, which depends on person to person or one-on-one sales by independent representatives. So that is, you sell a goods or service on behalf of a company and you get paid a commission based only on what you sell. Then there's affiliate marketing, where a business rewards you for each customer that you market to and bring to its website. So can you create a business that combines multiple business types? Yes, absolutely. So for example, an information services business, such as teaching people home gardening, might package its content into digital goods such as courses and ebooks. And they might have physical products where you can buy like a beginner gardening set and have it delivered to your home. Or an artist might sell physical goods such as paintings, and then they evolve to include information and education services such as art classes or digital goods such as online courses or downloadable prints. However, I recommend that you want to start with one primary business type and focus on that, while you still know that you might expand later. So what type of business should you start? Well, I'd just start with choosing either a goods or a service-based business. What do you want to sell? If you choose goods, do you want to sell physical or digital goods? If you choose services, do you want to sell personal services and do the work for someone else, or information services and teach or help other people to do the work themselves? So let me know in the comments which business models you've either tried or which business models maybe you're thinking of trying. So you might be saying, that's great, Liz, but what if I've got a million ideas? What criteria do I use to choose? Well, you can make the mistake I made multiple times and choose something you think is going to make you money, or you can choose something you're really going to love and enjoy. So one thing I tried was network marketing, and I never even got off the ground because I hated the sales process, and I realize now I didn't actually believe in the product, nor do I enjoy that really social aspect of networking and face-to-face sales. So this business model was never going to work for me. Then I built a reasonably successful eBay business reselling, and I still dip into it every now and again, but more as a hobby. I could do it. I could make it work. I love that I was completely independent. I didn't have to sell. The website did all the marketing and selling, and all I had to do was provide the product. But I realized I didn't want to spend my day photographing and listing products, not all day, every day. And so what I do now is really information services. I love curating information and learning and then teaching about what I learn, which is primarily integrating personal development, spirituality, and business. And I also create digital goods that align with this. So it covers so many of my passions, skills, interests, values, and my purpose. So in choosing a business, the best piece of advice I can give is not to choose based on something that you think will make money. Instead, you need to find something that you're going to love and that will make you money. So if you want to know more about choosing the right business idea for you, then you can check out the episode appearing on the screen or the links in the description. If you want to know more about integrating work, life, and spirituality and creating a purpose-led business, then make sure you hit like and subscribe. So I hope this gives you a bit of clarity and sort of helps you narrow down to what sort of business model might work for you. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you in the next episode. Goodbye for now.